And even though July felt a little vague and uneventful, it didn't have any specific theme wrapped around it. It is still a summer month meant to be lived. And that is why the theme for July is, drumroll please,
listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 114 of Blissin' Up. So I am finally ready on this first Sunday of the month to announce the theme of July that I am using for myself and that maybe will serve you too. So I have a question for you. Do you ever feel like you are waiting until you have the perfect plan or the perfect decision or the perfect opportunity to start something new? If that is you, if you tend to want to wait for that perfect answer to unfold before you make a move, this episode is for you. And I think the theme will serve you well too. But before we get to that, I want to give you a little bit of context. Last week, I shared with you that I was still in the process of learning lessons of Join June, and I kind of had this intuitive knowing that I wasn't ready to announce the theme yet, that I wanted to give it a little bit more time and see what unfolded in the month. And I learned a few things while I was there. So I want to give you a couple of June updates. My theme for June was Join June. And I shared last week that a lot of the month was really centered around subtraction instead of addition. I did add a couple things. I did join forces with a couple of people. That was a huge success. And I did have some moments of connection. But it was really a lot about learning about subtraction. I encourage you to listen to last week's episode because it was so good. And I really think it would serve you tremendously. But anyway, I was right. Within the couple of weeks that I had left in June, I had an experience that really changed things for me. And it was a little mini trip that my family took to Seaside. So one of the things that I said last week was that I was rethinking how I was going to spend quality time with my family and my kids this summer because things have changed a little bit. And I mentioned how my kids have been playing a lot of golf with their dad, and I'm not really into golf. They've invited me to join in, but it wasn't my thing. So I was trying to find other creative ways to spend time with them that didn't include golf. Well, while we were on our trip to Seaside, my husband and my youngest son went out one day to play golf. And when they came back, they said to me, "Caro, the course is so beautiful and so full of nature. I really feel like you would enjoy coming along with us to play tomorrow." And my other son, Justin, wanted to join them also. So the golf carts are two per golf cart. So it would have been perfect if, since it was four of us, that Orlando could go with Ryan and I could go with Justin and we could split the two golf carts in order to play the game. And since we were on vacation, I had nothing else to do. I decided that I would join in and go with them. You guys, I have to tell you, I loved it. It was like a 2-hour mindfulness exercise. I sat in that golf cart and I just took in the nature, the birds chirping. I had to be very quiet. I was disconnected from my phone. I got to just sit and listen to all the noises, like the clack of the ball when the golf club hits it and it goes into the air, the swoosh of the swing, keeping my eyes on the ball to see if I could follow it, the hundreds of yards that it goes to, you know, off the green, watching my kids enjoy themselves and my husband, just being present in that moment was delightful. I loved it. And all this time I had been thinking it just wasn't for me. But what I learned was that when you go on vacation, you dare to come out of your routine, out of your preconceived notions, you kind of explore new things. You approach life with a little more curiosity and a little more adventure. And I think because of the situation, I joined in with my family and I realized that this is a way that I could spend time with them from time to time. Doesn't mean I'm going to go play golf every week with them at the golf course here in Miami when I'm home, but it opened me up to something new and a new possibility of me being able to spend some time with my boys in a way that I too can enjoy, which is one of the things that I was seeking in Join June. So that was very, very exciting. So like I had shared last week, there was still a little bit of nurturing that I had to do to that theme of June to kind of get the juice out of it. And that felt very supportive. And of course, it led me toward July. Now, when I was noticing what I wanted to carry forward into July and what I wanted to leave behind and what worked and what didn't work, I kind of started falling into the trap of wanting to find the perfect theme, intention, answer for July. July is an interesting month because for me, it feels like the only true summer month. In June, we're still coming off of spring, ending school. There's like still like a transition vibe. And in August, we are transitioning back into school, reorganizing, replanning, and again, changing the vibe. So July is really the one month that is like a full summer month. And in the past, we have had summers where there is one thing in July that the whole month revolves around. And it could be a big trip, or one summer it was living in a lake house. And just having that one thing, it just makes the summer feel more organized and structured and aligned, you know? But this month, I didn't have any one particular thing. So as I was thinking about the intention for July, I was like trying to grasp and hold on to this one thing that would make it a perfect summer month. That can be a little exhausting. And what ends up happening is oftentimes while you are thinking your way into that one thing or waiting for that one thing, the days keep passing by and you end up not living the month the way that you wanted to live it, because you were too busy waiting for the perfect answer to how you were going to live it. That's dangerous. And I could see that happening to me. So as I reflected on this, I had a little intuitive download to pick up a book that I've been reading on and off for several months. And the book is Designing Your Life by Bill Burnett and Dave Evans, How to Build a Well-Lived, Joyful Life. I've been reading this book for a while. I think I may have even mentioned it in the podcast before. And I had this sense that it was time to pick it up again and kind of review it and continue it. I was about halfway done when I picked it up. And it brought up some concepts that were exactly what I was looking for in this month and that I think might support you tremendously. So it brought up three points that I needed to remember. One is you cannot think your way into a well-lived life. You must build your way forward. You cannot think your way into a well-lived life. You must build your way forward. How do you build? Choices, actions, decisions, moving forward, taking one next right step after the other as you move along in your life. And in the process, you build the well-lived life. So that was number one. Number two, you start where you are, not where you wish you were. That's my work in a nutshell. We're always thinking about where we wish we were. I wish I was in the lake house. If I'm being honest, that's what I wanted. I even tried to get the lake house. I wish I was in the lake house. I wanted it so bad again. But I was trying to design my summer from the place I wished I was in instead of where I actually was. That was a big one. And number three, and this is probably the biggest one, is people believe they need to find the one right plan, the perfect blueprint, and then they're done. It's like one and done. If you could just get that perfect answer, then everything else is smooth sailing. And that is not the case. Life does not work that way. Life is about iteration, testing, tweaking, adjusting, evolving, going back to the drawing board and moving forward. And life will always surprise you. So you must leave room for those surprises as well. So in addition to those three concepts, I was also reminded of the five elements of designing your life. And that is curiosity, action, reframing, awareness, and collaboration. And that is what this work is all about. Living with intention, noticing, naming, and nurturing is precisely about curiosity, about action, about reframing, about collaborating, and most importantly, about awareness while you're doing it. In fact, I would say that that is what June was teeing me up for. It was teeing me up to remember the purpose of these five things. And even though July felt a little vague and uneventful, it didn't have any specific theme wrapped around it. It is still a summer month meant to be lived. And that is why the theme for July is, drumroll please, Design July. I want July to be a month where I focus on the design of it all, designing my life as I go, building it while it is happening, not sitting down and wishing that the summer was one way or the other, or living every day thinking about what the summer could have been. No, actually designing it as I go. That is so exciting for me. And I hope that it is exciting for you. That I think is what the summer is about. Being creative and being in your full expression and being a little more unhinged and free to dream, iterate, think, form, collaborate, try new things, be playful, be energized, be open. That is what I think the summer months could be. So that's what I'm dedicating July for. Hey, I'm going to take a quick pause from the episode to share this with you. As an inspirational storyteller, I don't only love to speak wisdom into your heart, I also love to write to you. So every Sacred Sunday, I send a love letter to my readers. It is called the Moment of Clarity newsletter, and it is where I share stories and reflections that don't always make it onto the podcast. It's also how I live with intention in real time. I am writing to you fresh and raw every single week. So if you want that kind of wisdom in your inbox every Sunday, go to carolinedeposada.com/loveletter and sign up. I will see you there. As I thought about this episode, it also dawned on me that today is July 5th, which means that yesterday, you and I were celebrating the July 4th holiday here in the United States, which is the celebration of the Declaration of Independence. And just a little shout out to the founders of our country. I looked at them and I thought they were design oriented. The founders didn't wait until they had a perfectly formed document or a perfectly formed system or plan to declare their independence. They went for it. They named what they wanted, independence, and they declared it. And then they got to work. They drafted, they iterated, they started with the Articles of Confederation, then it led them to the Constitution. And even after the Constitution was formed, they built amendment after amendment after amendment. It was a evolving, live process of iteration as they tried to form something that would work for our country. It's not perfect, and God knows there's plenty of room for improvement. But I think more importantly is about the proactiveness of the founders to design a country that would serve their people. And that is something so powerful and such a good role model for us to remember. I also think about how in the Declaration, their exact words were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It wasn't the promise of happiness. It was the pursuit of it. That is the goal, to live in pursuit of our unalienable rights given to us by our Creator. That is the key to all of it. So I believe that what this teaches us is that it is the people's responsibility to participate in the design proactively and not sit and wait for the perfect solutions to arrive. So that is notice, name, and nurture displayed in the context of our history in this country, which I think is very appropriate for today's episode, considering the date that it is. And it is also a perfect tee up to the kind of month that we're going to be exploring this month, designing July. For me personally, what that's going to look like is I have a few designs in mind. One is I am designing my Live with Intention journal, which is going to be coming out very soon. It's a journal that is going to complement the work that we do here in the podcast and the work that I do in my Well program. I'm designing it alongside my incredible editor and designer, Dave Bricker. So we are working diligently on that, and I'm so excited about that. I'm also designing my garage and turning it into a little man cave for my husband and sons. It's a new project that I want to bring to life. And I'm designing my schedule because, as I've shared before, I've been really trying to keep up with the pace of my teenagers' lifestyles. And I have to tell you, I feel like I've been drifting in my routines and my habits. It's been a different season for me. I'm not used to drifting, but I've been feeling like I'm drifting. So it's been requiring a very conscious effort to keep coming back into alignment and not giving up on this process. So I'm excited to do that from the design perspective, with curiosity and action and awareness and collaboration and reframing. I really want to look at that from a design perspective and reiterate what my routines are going to look like this month. I'm very excited about that. And as the word collaboration suggests, and a little stack on to join June, no one says that we have to do this work alone. I don't believe that we are meant to design a well-lived, joyous life by ourselves. And this incredible book, Designing Your Life, supports that. So if you are excited about doing this work and you want to join like-minded people in doing this work, and you too feel like maybe you've been drifting in this season, or you don't quite know how to name what is your intention for this month, or you want support in actually nurturing these intentions that you so deeply desire to bring to the forefront of your life, this is exactly the work that we do in my Well program. It is a group coaching program where we meet every week to notice, name, and nurture a life that sparks bliss. I love this group. It's the ideas that come from it, the connection, the collaboration, the coaching that we do in real time, the transformations we witness, the progress that everyone displays in their own lives, and that idea of going out into your life and then coming back to the well every week to nurture your mind and your soul. And then arming yourself with just one little tool, one little nugget of wisdom, one little habit, one little accountability partner to keep you going is absolutely magical. It is part of the magic of living a life by design. So I invite you to learn more about it. You can go to the link in my show notes or go to carolinedeposada.com/The Well to learn more about it. And if you have any questions and you want to reach out to me, please feel free to do so. You can reach me on Instagram or on email if you're subscribed to my Moment of Clarity newsletter. You can always respond to our emails. I read all of them personally. I would love to connect with you and see how you are designing your life, what your intentions are for this month, and how you are moving forward to create a life of intention. That is what the work is about. And I absolutely love that I get to do it alongside you. So that's all I've got for you today. I leave you with this question. What is your intention for July? Are you joining me in designing July? Or are you feeling called to a different theme? A different word that is going to move you forward this month. There's no right or wrong answers, just you finding the rhythm that works for you. So today, I invite you to pay attention to what feels true for you right now. Okay, that's it for today. I will see you next Sunday. Bye. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. It means the absolute world to me. Now, if this show helps you live with a little more intention and you love it, the best way to support it is by following wherever you listen and leaving a rating or a review. That is how new listeners can find us, and it helps more than you can imagine. So until next time, keep noticing the sparks of bliss in your life. Bye for now.